Marie Curie, Radioactive Woman.
Marie Curie was born as Maria Sklodowska in Warsaw, Poland, in 1867. Both her parents were teachers, and Marie had her first lessons in physics and chemistry from her father. Marie was a brilliant student, but after she finished school, she was unable to go to the University of Warsaw because the university was only for men. She dreamed of studying mathematics and physics at the Sorbonne in Paris, but the family couldn't afford it.
Papa, you know I want to study mathematics and physics in Paris. I must go.
Sorry, pet. We just can't afford it.
Marie had an older sister, Bronya, who wanted to study medicine in Paris. The two of them came up with a plan to make their dreams come true. Marie started to work as a private tutor for children and sent money to Bronya so she could finish her studies in Paris. Once Bronya graduated, she in turn would support Marie with her studies. When Marie was 24 years old, Bronya had graduated and she invited Marie to come to Paris.
Bonjour, Paris! I'm finally here.
It was here, in Paris, where she met Pierre Curie, a physics professor. They shared a laboratory and soon discovered that they also shared an interest in radioactive elements. They fell in love and got married. But Marie's first love was science. Working side by side with Pierre, she discovered two new radioactive elements, radium and polonium, which they named after her home country, Poland. The Curies also made up a brand new word, which we still use today, radioactivity. Their laboratory was a simple hut which had no heating. Yet the work in this hut led to a Nobel Prize for Physics in 1903. Here, Marie stirred raw material in a huge pot with a heavy iron rod almost as big as herself, finally producing a tiny amount of a magical element that glowed in the dark. She had discovered radium.
Wow! Look at it glow!
But Marie very nearly did not get her share of the Nobel Prize. The committee in Stockholm didn't want to give the prize in nuclear physics to a woman. After all, no woman had ever received the prize before. Fortunately, a Swedish professor who supported women scientists told the Curies what was happening.
I can't believe it. Where is Madame Curie's name? She has done half the work, so naturally she should get her share of the Nobel Prize. This is a scandal. I must write to Professor Curie immediately.
So when Pierre received the letter, he immediately wrote to Stockholm to complain. And in the end, the Nobel Prize was given to both Pierre and Marie Curie.
Now listen, you small-minded turds.
Meanwhile, the Curies continued their research into radioactivity. At that time, the dangers of radium were not properly understood, and Marie didn't protect herself in any way. She carried radioactive test tubes in her pockets and stored them in her desk drawer. She even kept a little bit of radium at home next to her bed as a nightlight.
Do you mind? I'm trying to sleep here.
In the 1920s, there was a radium boom in the USA. People were fascinated by the new glowing material. Nobody, not even Marie herself, fully understood the dangers of radiation. Radium was used in many products, from toothpaste to lipstick and watches. It also became very expensive. When Marie visited the United States, she was given 1 gram of radium as a gift, worth around $1.5 million in today's money. By then, radium was so expensive that she could not afford to buy the very thing that she herself had discovered. In 1911, Marie received a second Nobel Prize, this time for chemistry. She was the first person ever to win 2 Nobel Prizes. Marie Curie did many great things. Because of her work, doctors could use X-rays to find out what was wrong with patients. Her work helped to develop radiation therapy for cancer patients. Thanks to Marie, the ambulances and field hospitals in the First World War had some basic X-ray machines. By the end of the war, they say that Marie's X-ray equipment may have saved the lives of more than 1 million soldiers. Marie died when she was 66 years old. She got leukemia from all the exposure to large amounts of radiation. All her laboratory notes and many of her personal belongings are still so radioactive today that they are too dangerous to handle. Her cookbooks, for example, are kept in leaded boxes, and you have to wear protective clothing if you want to see them. The stuff that Marie handled with her bare hands and carried around in her pockets will be dangerously radioactive for the next 1,000 years.